Hachette Audio presents Kill Me If You Can, written by James Patterson and Marshall Karp, read by Jeff Woodman and Jason Culp. In memory of my good friend and partner in crime, Joe Drobiak, M.K.
Prologue. The Ghost. 1. Some people are harder to kill than others. The ghost was thinking about this as he huddled in the deep, dark shadows of Grand Central Terminal. A man named Walter Zelvas would have to die tonight, but it wouldn't be easy. Nobody hired the ghost for the easy jobs. It was almost 11 p.m. The evening rush was long over, and the crush of commuters was now only a thin stream of weary travelers. The ghost was wearing an efficient killing disguise. His face was lost under a tangle of matted silver and white hair and shaggy beard, and his arsenal was hidden under a wine-stained gray poncho. To anyone who even bothered to take notice, he was just another heap of homeless humanity seeking refuge on a quiet bench near Track 109. He eyed his target, Walter Zelvas, a great hulk of a man with the nerves and reflexes of a snake and a soul to match. Zelvas was a contract killer himself, but unlike the ghost, Zelvas took pleasure in watching his victims suffer before they died. For years, the ruthless Russian had been an enforcer for the Diamond Syndicate, but apparently he had outlived his usefulness to his employer, and the ghost had been hired to terminate him. "If he doesn't kill me first," the ghost thought. With